sum this one up?
It's kind of hard in a short period of time. I thought it was about three different games, really. First half, I don't know that we could play much better. We did a terrific job defensively and made a number of threes, moved the basketball. It was really perfect. And then we had the little halftime break and came out. And I thought maybe we got a little bit enamored. I thought Jakob really provided a focal point for us in the first half. And then second half, just the first 10 minutes, I don't know how many times he touched the ball. And guys got to feeling good with their three-point shot, I thought. And we started jacking a bunch of them up, and they weren't going in. And combination of some turnovers, and then I think that sucked the life out of us a little bit defensively. We let our guard down, and when your offense is miserable like that, I think it carried over to the other end, and we managed to hold them off and kind of, you know, recapture the energy that we had defensively. We got three or four stops, and then all of a sudden we made some shots. So it was basically three different ball games within 40 minutes.
Jakob kind of was your steadying force the whole game, though. He was the one guy that kind of steady, you know, 26 points, 13 rebounds.
I thought so, yeah. Five blocks. I think he was, solid to begin with. Kuzma was just a point away from us having five in double figures, so there was some pretty good balance. But, Jakob does a nice job in the post. They played him straight up for a number of possessions tonight, and he did exactly what he needed to do. He slowed down, and then the couple occasions that they did double him, he did a great job of finding some shooters. So overall, it was pretty, you know, it was a pretty solid performance. I just think it's a great opportunity to learn a little bit and give BYU credit. I mean, they could have folded it up and went away, and they didn't. And, you know, the momentum in this game of basketball is interesting, and they got us on our heels. So, but it all did start with Jakob. There's no doubt about it.
Coach, what did you see on the flagrant call against the BYU player?
I actually saw it live. Basically punch Brandon, and then I watched him tell him to stay on the ground after he punched him. So that's what got my undies in a little bit of a bunch. Crazy things happen in this game, and I just hope that's something that we would never do.
It seemed like the fouls early on in the second half kind of chopped up the play a little bit. How did that affect the team?
Well, I think the style changed a little bit, you know, not to put the refs in a awkward situation, but we, there were three, four, five fouls in a row, and it got into some guys that affected our rotation. You know, when we got guys with four fouls fairly early in the second half, I thought it was effective. And we needed to do a better job. You know, I don't, without seeing the film, I don't know if we were just a step behind or they were doing a nice job of running around. I thought we were trying to be a little too physical when they were trying to get places, maybe when we had an opportunity to shoot the gap. But it definitely played a factor in the ball game. It was physical, and then it seemed like that five-minute stretch, there were a lot of whistles.
You talked a lot about once our shooters get going, we think we can be pretty good. Was that first half sort of what you've imagined for this team?
Well, I really didn't have to imagine it because I've seen it before. I've seen those guys make shots, you know, Brandon and Dakari and Isaiah, and you know, Jordan's been pretty steady from the perimeter. But it's been nice getting home here for three or four days and having some practice. That first part of the season was a little bit difficult for us with five games in nine nights. And, you know, the trip to Puerto Rico, we were in different gyms, and just getting back and having an opportunity to practice in our own facility, which we have the last 3 days, I think helps. And, you know, it was just a matter of time, I think, before those guys make shots. I just, as I reminded them, we don't need to test the waters to start with. We need to establish a post game. And I thought Kuzma did a nice job with Jakob. And then when they have to guard the inside, I think that's when our shooting can come into play a little bit better.
You've talked about getting balance in your scoring, and today Kenneth Ogbe goes with double figures. What was he doing that was making him so successful?
Today? Well, he's kind of been doing, he does that a lot. He hasn't had a chance to do it. He was injured a lot of last year. He's been injured most of this year. I think his health is back. He's, you know, 6'6 and athletic and does a nice job defensively. Changed the starting lineup, just knowing that he was going to be locked in with a little bit more size. BYU creates a little bit of a matchup problem to start with. with, you know, at least with their starters, two really good shooters, and then a big point forward in Collinsworth. And we started with Jordan on him, and we needed two guys that were going to be able to deal with those shooters. And I've said it before that our starting lineup is not etched in stone, maybe like it was for a few years here, but if guys have a great week of practice, they're going to get rewarded with an opportunity to play. And it was really fitting to see Kenneth play well. I thought he gave us a big boost on both ends of the floor.
Because he didn't score any points and he didn't have any rebounds. Is that more attributed to Jakob's ability to kind of step up his game maybe from last year and just kind of play that defense?
Well, actually, we didn't start Jakob on Kafusi. We started Kuzma on Kafusi, and we had Jakob on Davis. You know, there were a couple possessions early where we trapped the post. They made some nice passes and hurt us, and we just made a decision. You know, once we realized maybe we could guard them man-to-man, and we did a nice job individually on them. You know, they've got a lot of firepower. Kafusi's been terrific for them, bringing some energy, but tonight I don't think was his night.
Talk about what it means to win three in a row now in this series. It was seven of eight when you came in, and now you win three straight.
Well, it's a big game. You know, I'd be lying if I said it's not nice to... I'm not thinking about the scrapbook, the fact that we won the two previous. This is the one that's the most important. It's what we preach to our players is you try to win the next point, not worry about the overall result, but you stay in each possession and you grind it out. You're not thinking about winning as much as you are taking care of business when it's in front of you. And that's kind of the example, I think, on a wider scale for us is that it's... you know, it's terrific to win this game, and what an environment, you know, it was. And that's the thing that I'm most proud of is this particular team winning tonight.
Any more questions for Coach?
Thanks, Coach.
Okay. Thank you, guys.